All right, it's Phil and Mike, 3-hour drive. And as we said earlier, we have something very interesting, some audio that we want to share with you of something that happened on Thursday. It was the House Judiciary Committee. And the background of this is there is something called the Minnesota Human Rights Act. And this has been in place for quite a while, Mike, in the state of Minnesota, the Minnesota Human Rights Act. I think every state has a Human Rights Act. But what happened last year is the Democrats with the trifecta, they meddled with it. They tweaked it. And they took out any opt-outs for religious freedom exemptions because they added, as you know, the list of people with human rights, they added gender identity, okay? Well, this is problematic. And so the Republicans, led by Representative Harry Niska, a Republican from Ramsey, Minnesota, he introduced an amendment to remedy the situation. And he actually said this, you know, given the established protections for religious institutions, which, Mike, we've had in America ever since the founding. That's the First Amendment, right?
Correct. Yep.
Free speech and the freedom of religion. And he assumed that this complication that arose in the Minnesota Human Rights Act was an oversight by Democrats. But get this. However, the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Representative Jamie Becker Finn, Democrat from Roseville, looked him in the eye and said, "I can say as a legislator, it was not an oversight. They did it on purpose, Mike."
Yes, they did.
Stripping
Absolutely.
Religious liberty from the Minnesota Human Rights Act. I want to clarify one more thing before we get to some audio. This is not the Equal Rights Amendment. It's similar. The Equal Rights Amendment is something they're also voting on, not on the amendment, but voting to get it on the ballot for all of us in the state of Minnesota to vote on. The Democrats feel that there's enough liberals now in Minnesota that would vote to enshrine a right to an abortion and all the LGBTQ rights into the Constitution of the state of Minnesota. So that's separate. That's what that is. But this other thing is just something that's been on the books for a long time, the Minnesota Human Rights Act, that they decided to play some games with. The first voice you're going to hear is a superintendent of Southwest Christian School. And it was interesting because Seth Van Dyke from Heartland was in this morning, and I was playing him this audio. He went to school with Dan Beckering, and he knows all about these schools. Seth does. And this guy is a very good guy. He, again, was there to testify at this committee hearing that this isn't good. You can't strip this out. So let's hear from Dan Beckering. This is just less than a minute. His thoughts on what they have done with the Minnesota Human Rights Act.
Our state and education system are made stronger by the fact that Minnesota families can choose between a variety of public, private, and faith-based schools. Parents naturally desire to have their children taught in a school environment that is aligned with their values and convictions. When I meet prospective parents, the number one thing they want to hear from me is if I hire teachers to educate their children that will support and encourage their deeply held Christian beliefs. Faith-based institutions like my school cannot accomplish their mission if they do not have the autonomy to make governance and hiring decisions that are firmly aligned with their religious beliefs. These rights have always been protected by the U.S. and Minnesota constitutions and should be reflected in the Minnesota Human Rights Act.
So there you go. He's pretty clear. I apologize for the music in the background, but that's just, they had it in this audio for effect, I suppose. But, you know, like he said, Mike, parents talk to him as the superintendent of this school, and that's why they're bringing their kids there. You know, they want it to be in aligned, like he says, with their deeply held beliefs. He was there along with some others. There was a gal representing Catholic schools. There was a man representing Muslim schools. You probably saw that too, Mike. We don't have time to, but they were very good. There was also a man representing Lutheran Missouri Synod. Schools, very conservative Lutheran group of congregations. He was actually very strong as well. Well, they all were. They all were very good about you cannot do away with religious freedom. Well, let's get into Representative Brian Curran. Now, Brian is a transgender. It's a woman who is, you know, attempting to be a man or whatever the word is. And from District 36B down by the Twin Cities. And this is what she had to say. They have this sound effect at the beginning for effect, but here you go.
This is very disturbing. I am appalled that we are having this discussion. This is infuriating. This is absolutely infuriating. Somebody had mentioned that this is a direct attack, and you're absolutely right. This is a direct attack against the trans and non-binary communities. Not just here in Minnesota, but across the country, where we are seeing people flee their states because of things like this. Last session, Minnesota said you are welcome here, and we're not gonna dial that back. We stand firm that all are welcome here in Minnesota. So no, you cannot respect all people when you don't believe certain people exist. And I'm here to say that we do exist, and we're sitting in this room right in front of you. So if you can't understand identity, whether it's sexual identity or gender identity, perhaps, just perhaps, you might want to look people in the eye who do exist and are telling you that we are here as non-binary or trans. You can no longer claim that we don't exist or that you don't believe we are here. If you don't believe I am here, who is speaking to you right now? You need to hear this. If we are talking about dignity, where is the dignity in not recognizing our fellow neighbors? Where is the dignity in saying you are not accepted here? In accomplishing what mission exactly? Is that to erase thousands of people who are already here, people who have existed since the beginning of time?
So there you go. That is Representative Brian Curran, who identifies as a man. And, you know, it's so interesting, Mike, because what she is saying is that we have to accept them. Obviously, we're not trying to erase them. But in doing so, we have to give up all of our rights to be able to disagree with them. That's what this does.
That's exactly. I mean, they're asking us to accept what they want, but they're not accepting what we're asking for.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing. Second thing is they have not been here since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
I believe in the Bible. I believe the Bible is truth. God breathed. Read the Bible. The other thing that she doesn't talk about, and I'm seeing it because I told you at a before we went on the radio, a guy had sent a thing to the Iowa Standard. Where can I go to do some farming? I'm a farm laborer, and I want to move to Iowa. I am guaranteeing you that person, just some of the things he was saying, is from Minnesota. People are leaving Minnesota because of this stuff. So you can tell me people are moving there because we're not – you're opening it up to everybody, but yeah. I can tell you people are leaving because you're doing this.
This is incredibly serious, and they are going to move ahead with this, destroying religious liberty opt-outs for not only ministries, but businesses, agencies, all these things, charities, nonprofits. You will have to recognize this group and say that you accept it. Now, again, it would no doubt be challenged constitutionally, but they don't care. They're going to continue to press. Now, we need to take a break. We've gone way, way long, but we have more to get to. There's more very, very interesting audio. Keep it here. All right. This is your QFM. All right. This is your QFM. It's Phil and Mike, and we're playing some audio that was from the last Thursday. It was at a House Judiciary Committee. Republicans were trying to fix the Minnesota Human Rights Act, which has been on the books for a while. Last session, the Democrats tweaked it and put in gender identity as part of human rights, but they took out the opt-out, or options for religious liberty to protect Christian-owned businesses, Christian schools, churches, things like that. And, the head of, the people involved on the Democrat side is several in what they call the Queer Caucus. Two of them are transgenders. Representative Brian Curran, who identifies as a man but is a woman, and then Leah Finke, who identifies as a woman but is a man. Now, Mike, a couple more thoughts from you before we start this, because I kind of cut you off, but they're absolutely going after religious freedom. And maybe when we play Representative Peggy Scott, who just does an amazing job of explaining what they are attempting to do, but this is very serious, isn't it?
This is very serious, and I think Peggy Scott will get to what I wanted to say, so let's just go right to her.
All right, so here you go. She is a conservative, God-fearing woman from Andover, Minnesota.
We are not here trying to erase anyone. We are here trying to uphold a constitutional right that was foundational to our state and our country. And what's being erased here is the ability for folks with deeply held beliefs to keep and stay in line with those deeply held beliefs. When we talk about marginalized communities, what's happening is the faith community is being marginalized right now. That's what's happening here. This is a building block of our country, and I know many of you have problems with that. But it's a building block of our country. It's been upheld. Religious liberties have been upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States and of this country over the course of the history of our country. And what's happening right now is you're trying to erase that. And that's not okay. I hope people in the public are listening to this conversation. They're trying to erase religious freedom in the United States of America, in the state of Minnesota. This is a pivotal point, folks.
It is, and she was very strong on that. And just for the sake of time, Mike, your thoughts of what she just said.
Oh, I agree 100% with her, because here's the thing, Phil. If somebody comes to Heartland Christian School that's a transgender, and they apply for a teaching job, an opening that's there, what qualifies them to teach Bible studies at a Christian school? Nothing. Yeah. Probably nothing.
Yeah. I mean, there'll
right?
be some.
Not going to say that all of them probably don't have. I can't say that. But the biggest percentage of them are not going to be qualified to teach in that school.
And then there's one key element of Scripture that we don't agree on.
Exactly. You know, that was where I was
and
going.
You can't just overlook that, you know.
No, you can't. And so if you don't hire that person, they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
Because there's already one that's going to be coming up here. There, it didn't say who it was, but there's one faith-based school in Minneapolis that's facing a lawsuit because of this now under this human rights thing.
The next audio that we are just running out of time, but I'll just suffice it to say his name is Luke Frederick. He's a Democrat representative from Mankato. And I'm not sure if he's a part of the LGBT community, but he was raised in Catholic school. And of course, he went on to say that what he was taught in a Catholic school was God is all about love and acceptance. Well, if that is what he was taught wrong. Because God is about love, but he is also about truth and, and conviction and repentance and things like that. But he also went on to say, remember when Peggy said, what you're trying to do is erase religious freedom. He actually admitted in his audio that, yes, it is time to make fundamental changes. And he basically said that it is time for us to rethink this whole idea of religious freedom when it comes to sexuality. So it is a massive, massive thing. Representative Harry Nash was the main, Harry Niska. There's audio from him as well. You can look it up. Representative Walter Hudson, he's the one that posted this. He's very good. He's a conservative African-American representative from the St. Michael Albertville area. And he put up this this video, and I'm very glad he did, Mike.
Oh, I think he did, and I think there's a lot of people out there that are not taking this or hearing this. And so you need to go to your church. You need to be talking to your pastors. You need to be getting them on board, because this is there. This is not going to go away. You need to be calling and writing to your congressmen. You need to be putting pressure on this tiny little group of people that are making this big, huge wannabe change, because we're not standing.
Yeah.
We're not fighting, and we have to do that.
Yeah, it's remarkable. They feel so emboldened by having all the majorities down there. Now, again, you'd like to think that this would have no chance in the, like, the Supreme Court or whatever. Well, the Minnesota Supreme Court is made up of all left-leaning appointees now. So, you know, you just never know. And it is going to be interesting. And look at Canada, for goodness sakes. Look at how far down the road they are. So, all right, we got to keep moving.
This can happen in your backyard.
Oof, yeah, and something to really be in prayer about. And this is a biblical issue. That's just, it's political, yes, but it's also, even more so, a biblical issue. All right, this is Your Life.
God's Truth.
Your QFM.